Welcome, listeners, to your Monday Night Horror, and I'm ready to share with you a sadistic story that will leave you just a bit concerned on whether your doors are locked or not. And let me just say, you can tell if I'm ready because, lovely listeners, my Earl Grey has been freshly poured. Oh yes, and you are in for a treat. A YouTube supporter turned now writer by the name of Black Metal Nazgul has sent in a story that will have you triple checking the locks in your house. The title of this story is, I Can't Stop Stalking Her. And because I absolutely love spoiling you, we've been blessed to have a guest narrator join us. And this narrator was recommended by Black Metal Nazgul, and her performance totally knocks it out of the park. The narrator for today is Spooky Stories for You. Check her channel out on YouTube. Talk about talented. Without keeping you waiting, listeners, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something creepy. There is this girl I know at my school. I've seen her around my high school campus, and she is something special. Sometimes when I see her, I just can't seem to get my eyes off her. Like a moth flying towards a light, she just draws me in. I know it seems to be a bit creepy, but you've seen her, right? Admit it, she's quite the looker, yeah? We're both currently in our senior year of high school. In fact, we've actually been going to the same school since way back in kindergarten. Yep, I loved her, really liked her since way back then. Her name is Christy. But we never really hung out during our childhood days. We happened to be classmates up until high school. So I've had ample time to watch her and would see her around campus. Sometimes I would try asking her out, but she always dismisses me. Even though I know no means no, I still keep on trying to ask her out. I mean, I'm a catch, and so is she. It's crazy to turn me down. One time, I decided to follow her home. I'm quiet when I want to be, and she never seemed to notice me following her. I saw her walk inside her house, but you know how it is when you've known someone so long. You eventually figure out where she lives. I think she does notice me, but plays coy and fakes not seeing me, or never notices me following her. Now, one night I snuck into her house and went into her bathroom to leave a lovely message. No, a love note, and wrote it on the mirror. Hi Christy, you're quite the hottie. I love the color of your lipstick and the way it feels in my hands. That's when she realized I was in her bathroom. Now, I had no idea where she was in the house, but she heard me, and she realized I was in her bathroom. I can be quiet, but I think part of me wanted to be found. All of a sudden, she came into the restroom, screaming bloody murder. I tried to smile at her, and I think it may have been, let's just say, a little creepy. I was actually a bit surprised, because I thought she was on the first floor watching TV. I guess I was wrong. I ran home, and the next day at school, there was a note on my locker that said,
"Stay away from me, you fucking creep. I don't know who you are, what you want from me, but I'm giving you one chance. One chance to fuck right off. Every day I see you looking at me, weirdly. You're sick. Do you know that? I can't believe you think we're together. I want to stay as far the fuck away from you as possible. And I don't know how you found out where I live, but if you try anything like that again, I'm calling the cops. This is your first and final warning. Disgusting creep."
Of course, You know what they say. She's playing hard to get. And anything worth getting is worth working for. Right? I still wanted to keep following her and getting to know her more. I can tell she's interested in me for sure. I mean, she always looked at me in kindergarten, the school halls, and would wink at me now and then. Maybe though, my communication skills were just bad. But I would have fantasies about her and pleasure myself whenever she came near. Christy. Moving on. So, it's getting closer to graduation. Just about 2 weeks away from the graduation ceremony, I decided to take action. Definitely the biggest fuck-up I ever did in my entire life. One night, I snuck into her house, and this time my beautiful Christy wasn't home. So, I hid inside her closet. The smell. You know when people express how delicious fresh toast is? Or the smell of cooking a lovely roast? Christy's closet made me feel so close to her, engulfed in her aroma. Christy. I stayed locked in that room until she got home. And as she entered the room, I was waiting for her. And I hugged her. Although firm, I wanted to show her how much I cared. Then I tied her up with ropes, covered her mouth with some duct tape to hit home that this was my surprise present for her. Even though she screamed with joy, both her and I agreed we should lock her room and told her something I learned off all those videos I've watched online of how some women like to be treated. I mean, sure, the women don't seem to always enjoy it, and my communication skills can be a little off. Well, I loved Christy, so she'll understand. I went with it and said, "Shut the fuck up, bitch. We were always meant to be together." I then took off my pants and had my way with her, just like I've always wanted. Afterward, I felt strange, a sudden urge to keep her to myself, a permanency that I wanted from her that couldn't be taken away. I took a knife out that I brought with me and stabbed her squarely in the chest, kissing her as she breathed her last breath. A memory of a lifetime. Stupid, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in our world. Now, no one else will ever have her. Now, the real stupid part was when I heard knocking on her door. It was her parents,
Christy,
screaming out Christy. To Christy.
Christy, you in there?
I froze, but I decided to open the door. They were shocked to see Christy bloody,
Christy,
and dead.
Oh my God.
And then everything was a blur. It moved so rapidly. The glint of my blade, moving at speeds I couldn't imagine. And then I blacked out, only to wake up covered in blood. I had a choice to live on or join Christy. The voices told me. So I left this letter, and I think you know which I chose. Goodbye.
Well, this one definitely got under my skin. And talk about being a professional cat burglar. There's nothing stopping that stalker from getting into that place by the looks of it. Perhaps he knew where the spare key was after watching her. Or maybe there is a loose window that he knew of. Either way, this was a bone-chilling story and a healthy warning to lock all your doors. A big thank you to Black Metal Nazgul for sending this story in. It was an absolute pleasure to read. And if you have more, mate, by all means, send them my way. And of course, listeners out there, do you have a story that's going to make me flick all the lights in my house on? Or what about a story that you've been dying to have read out from Reddit or Creepypasta? Feel free to email me directly and I'll make sure I get back to you straight away. And lastly, a big thank you to Spooky Stories for You for collaborating with me. Talk about a stunning voice and a great fit for this story. As I mentioned, be sure to check out her channel and I've added the link in the episode so you can find her easily. Stay tuned for more stories tomorrow, as I'm currently sourcing Black Eyed Kid accounts just for your lovely ears. And if you have any Black Eyed Kid accounts of your own, by all means, send them in. My email is storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. And on that note, this is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.